are getting a better idea of just how bad things are in Haiti. It's at the massive relief effort led by the U.S. This report contains images that might be disturbing.
Haiti's prime minister today officially turned over control of the country's main airport in Port-au-Prince to the United States.
But America is keen to stress it is assisting, not occupying.
We have no intention of supplanting the leadership of Haiti, and indeed, we actually see our role as ensuring that the leadership of Haiti is able to provide the leadership that the Haitian people properly expect them to provide.
I've seen, I don't know if they were Marines, I believe they were Army soldiers, and I saw many of them at the airport. I've also seen many Navy helicopters flying overhead. I haven't seen any of them in the streets doing any kind of relief of any kind. I think that right now they're providing security for the airport, where there are many foreign journalists and many foreigners in general.
This went up a few hours ago, 3 hours ago, I believe, on the Heritage Foundation website. Amidst the suffering, crisis in Haiti offers opportunities to the U.S. In addition to providing immediate humanitarian assistance, the U.S. response to the tragic earthquake in Haiti offers opportunities to reshape Haiti's long dysfunctional government and economy, as well as to improve the image of the United States in the region.
That the Heritage Foundation think tank responded within hours of the earthquake with a demand that the U.S. should use the crisis to its advantage. They quickly took the post down, but a new one appeared soon after, laying out four demands for the U.S. intervention in Haiti. Number one, send the military. Number two, appoint former President George W. Bush to join Bill Clinton in leading the U.S. relief effort. Number three, make a central task of the military to ensure that Haitians aren't getting on boats to illegally enter the United States. And number four, tie the U.S.'s humanitarian aid to Haiti to democratic and economic reforms. As of Monday morning, President Obama has deployed a total of 5,000 U.S. military personnel. On Saturday, he completed part two in appointing former Presidents Clinton and Bush to head up fundraising efforts. Peter Hallward, author of the book Damning the Flood, Haiti, Aristide, and the Politics of Containment, say that while ex-presidents are great for raising money, neither Clinton nor Bush have ever shown respect for Haitian sovereignty or their twice-elected, twice-overthrown leader, Jean-Bertrand Aristide.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash. One of the things that President Al do is to make sure your money is spent wisely.
Ask people, have you received aid here? It seemed like it would be a great place for somebody to come and just distribute food packages to thousands of people. And they said no, that they hadn't received any food aid in the area.
The guys here, as you can see behind me, they all want to get up there as soon as possible and do the job they want to do. But for reasons beyond our control, then obviously we have to wait. Till the plane's allowed to take off and get up there as soon as we can.
Part of the British team did take off, but was unable to land, and the men and dogs returned to the Dominican Republic.
So near and yet so far, the natural human instinct to be generous to fellow human beings in distress has become bogged down by bureaucracy and red tape, as aid that's much needed in Haiti is stuck in airports across the region.
By Sunday night, there were still few reports that aid had reached the 10 cities of Port-au-Prince. The days ahead will show to what extent players like the U.S. military, the UN, and ex-presidents Clinton and Bush will allow Haitians to determine how and for whom their country is rebuilt.
I saw one of the top reports in the British media basically hyping, I think, the notion that Haitians are looting in a widespread way. There's a picture of some two Haitian guys bringing boxes out of a building which is almost entirely collapsed. I haven't seen any quote-unquote looting myself. What I have seen is people trying to share what they have.
The focus on looting found in much of the English language media coverage has brought some to question whether or not Haiti will become another example of what author Naomi Klein famously termed the shock doctrine. Under the model, harsh security measures are imposed, followed by the passage of policies that, under normal situations, would cause massive resistance, such as the privatization of public services, but which pass easier under the combination of crisis trauma and militarization.
Friedman understood that just as prisoners are softened up for interrogation by the shock of their capture, massive disasters could serve to soften us up for his radical free market crusade. He advised politicians that immediately after a crisis, they should push through all the painful policies at once before people could regain their footing. He called this method economic shock treatment. I call it the shock doctrine.
But we have to be absolutely clear that this tragedy, which is part natural, part unnatural, must under no circumstances be used to, one, further indebt Haiti, and two, to push through unpopular corporatist policies in the interest of our corporations. And this is not a conspiracy theory. They have done it again and again.
Take a second look at the iconic events of our era, and behind many, you will find its logic at work. This is the secret history of the free market. It wasn't born in freedom and democracy. It was born in shock.